Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following telephone message.
Mira, this is Mr. Wexford. I read the book you recently edited for our newest author. The way you edited the book was good. I especially like the way you changed some of the words the author used. The changes you made make it easier to understand the story. Nevertheless, I think we still have some problems with the book. The characters are not very believable, and the setting is a bit strange. In addition, the plot is hard to follow. The book needs work. Why don't you contact the writer? I would like you to arrange for us to get together with him. We can discuss the problems with the book and ask him to make some changes to it.
Number 86. What industry does the speaker work in? Number 87. Why does the speaker say,
"The book needs work"?
Number 88. What does the speaker suggest the listener do? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following talk.
We need to speak about business trips. In the past, employees would make bookings for flights by themselves and then submit expense reports. As of today, that is no longer the case. Any employee traveling for business has to speak to Karen in administration, as she is in charge of business travel expenses. Karen will now be booking all flights from a list of company-approved airlines. I am afraid that no employee may request a certain airline or a certain flight. Once your flight has been booked and confirmed after your request, Karen will contact you with your ticketing information.
Number 89. What is the speaker mainly discussing? Number 90. Why are the listeners told to contact Karen? Number 91. According to the speaker, what will the company do at a later time? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
First up today, we need to talk about our strategic direction as a company. Now, I know we are waiting for new government regulations to be released, but when that will happen is unclear at this point. While the new laws may affect us, we can do other things in the meantime. One big thing we need to do right now is keep our existing customers. Too many people have been cancelling our service lately, so we need to look at ways to maintain our customer base. To that end, I am going to make time to be present at our product research events where we gather customers and hear their thoughts on our products.
Number 92. What does the speaker imply when he says,
"When that will happen is unclear at this point"?
Number 93. What is the topic of the meeting? Number 94. What does the speaker say he will set aside time to do? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following telephone message and coupon. James, it's Helmut. I'm calling about the dinner that the CEO wants me to set up to reward the staff for producing the highest profit margin in the company's history. All 18 employees are going to the celebration, but I'm afraid we may not be able to use the meat locker voucher that I showed you. I called City Beef, and it can give us a good deal for our group, so we are thinking about going there instead. I was wondering if you could go to Partnum Department Store to arrange complimentary bags of products for all employees. Number 95. Why is the event being held? Number 96. Look at the graphic. why is the speaker unable to use the voucher for the event? Number 97. What does the speaker ask the listener to do? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following instructions and flowchart.
As many of you know, the annual Asian Steel Manufacturers Conference will be held next month. Many of our staff members have given presentations at this industry meeting, and they have earned the praise of many of the leading figures in the industry. Now, after the last industry get-together, we have introduced a new company procedure for presentations. We have added a further step after creating the final presentations. What this means for seminar presenters is that your manager must sign off on your presentation in its ultimate form. Recently, we noticed that some speakers from our company had made some minor errors in their presentations while they were being given.
Number 98. What does the speaker say about the company's staff presentations? Number 99. Look at the graphic. According to the speaker, which step was recently added? Number 100. What concern does the speaker mention? This is the end of the listening test. Turn to Part 5 in your test book.